This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. Nice win for the Phils last night. That game was over in the first inning. The power. Trey Turner with a pair of home runs. We'll talk about him. A great return for Bryce Harper. Home run first inning. So nice win by the Phils. And a lot of Eagles to talk about as OTAs roll on. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I feel like being messy this morning, so okay. I'm just going to say this. 392s are not Hellcats. I just want to say, because you know it's summertime now and everybody wants to be outside, you know, driving their little cars or whatever. 392s are not Hellcats. There's a difference between the two.
So, making sure everyone knows?
Just being messy.
Little PSA from Hugh Douglas here. All right, I got a PSA for everyone. Hugh, we had a Vic Fangio press conference yesterday,
yes.
And it was good to hear Vic. We hadn't heard him really in a formal setting since the Super Bowl, and look, he had a lot of questions to answer yesterday. I thought I always think Vic Fangio press conferences are fun because he's very real. I felt this from the minute he got here.
He's a matter-of-fact kind of guy.
He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to tell you what he feels, and it doesn't mean he's ripping people all the time, but it just means he's going to give you...
It is what it is.
Exactly right, and I thought last summer he gave us it is what it is, and he basically told us a year ago, yeah, it's going to take some time. I don't know, right? And then he was right. It took time, and it became a great Eagles defense. And look, I'm not doubting Vic Fangio. I'm just telling you my takeaway after listening to him yesterday. And my takeaway is that we're going to take a big step back on defense this year. And that could have been obvious before he stepped to the podium yesterday. I could have just looked at the depth chart, who they lost, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Darius Slay. They lost a ton off of the best defense in Eagles history. But after listening to him yesterday and listening to the way he's talking about some uncertainty they have in a lot of different positions and what he doesn't know yet until they get on the field this summer, I feel like, you know, we're not just going to go from being the number one defense and take a slight step back. I'm expecting a significant step back. Major step back. Now, look, I think there's enough here. Let me say this. With Carter and with Bond and with DeJean and with Quinyon, that it will be good, right? They're going to have, or it will be solid at least. They're going to have a solid defense, and Fangio's smart enough, and they'll figure things out over the course of the season, and it'll put people in the right position. But we had the number one defense of pro football. It was a dominant unit. Defense, of course, is a necessity, as we learned last year on this show. And I think we're taking a big step back. In fact, I wouldn't even be comfortable right now saying this is a top 10 or 12 defense. I don't feel that. Maybe it will be, but as of today, I don't feel comfortable saying that. Hugh, where are you on the defense, all the losses, and what Vic had to say yesterday? Are you expecting a big step back?
Well, allow me to long talk for a minute because I feel it's warranted. You know, I know we do a radio show and we have to have opinions, but a lot of times I think, you know, our fans need a little bit, you know, you need to put a little bit more mayonnaise on that sandwich, right? So what Vic did yesterday, he tried to let people know that just like when he came in here last year, it was a work in progress, and they had a bunch of new guys, and fortunate enough for him, it all came together because he had a bunch of smart guys on the team, and they understood exactly what he wanted them to do, and they implemented it. This year, it's the same thing. You know, when you talk about the young linebacker that we just got, the one we drafted, you talk about N'Kobe Dean coming off an injury. You talk about Zach Bond potentially being the green dot guy now. There's a lot of moving parts. And you talk about the young guys dealing with their first offseason in the NFL. I gave you a little story yesterday about my first offseason in the NFL and how it went for me. It might not be the same thing for them, but it's still an adjustment. So for me, going into this season and dealing with this defense, it's highly likely that they're going to take a step back because of all the other factors that are in this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you just won the Super Bowl, you are the conquering heroes on a team that nobody knew what they were going to be the year before. Now you have – the biggest thing for me going into this year is not so much athletic ability, because on paper, the Eagles are the best – one of the best teams, if not the best team in football right now. They, you know, I just say it like that because – I don't feel like arguing with nobody this morning. But the thing that you have to combat against is your complacency.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's it's easy to say, hard to do. You know, because Brian Dawkins alluded to that the other day when we were out there at his golf tournament, is that take a deep breath, but not for too long. And a lot of these guys are still taking that deep breath. I mean, it's just a fact. Like, the guys that we talk about, the ones that we know, the Cooper DeJean's, the Saquon Barkley's, you don't too much worry about them because they've been in the game for a while. But even still with Saquon, there's a little worry because he's found a new – he's been resurrected. He's been resurrected. It's the younger cats, the Jimmys and the Joes,
mm-hmm,
that you have to count on that going back home. And I'm just throwing his name in my head, not saying he's not working, but like the Jalix Hunts of the world. The guys that came in and had an impact, a huge impact in short bursts, that came in and did their thing in the Super Bowl. Now you're asking him to take a bigger role in this defense and become more of what you need, especially when you let Bryce Huff go. So there's a lot that's going on with this team. So to answer your question in long form, Joe.
Yeah, a little long talking.
I expect him to take a little bit of step
back. A little step back? No, it's a big step back. We got question marks here.
I know I was wrong.
We got question marks at every level of the defense. And look, I'm not saying these young guys can't play, because I liked what I saw to Hunt. I love Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
But there's question marks. If it was one area, I would say, all right, we'll patch together. Every area has a question mark. All right,
yes.
So the defensive line.
The secondary?
Everything.
Let's
start up front. Defensive line, we know we got Jalen Carter, great player. Great young player. But we got question marks around him, right? Can Ojomo play better with a lot of snaps? Or is he more just like a part-time guy? Okay, we lost Milton Williams. Jordan Davis, everyone tells me he's in shape now. We do this dance every year where he's in shape, out of shape. Let's see it for a full season. Linebacker. You know, N'Kobe Dean was a huge part of what they did last year. And we'll hear it in a second here from Vic. It doesn't sound like he's close to being ready. Jahad Campbell, not close to being ready to start this thing when training camp starts. Okay, so you have all that. We lost... You know, depth at the linebacker position. They lost pass rush with Josh Sweat. They lost Brandon Graham. They lost Darius Slay. The safety position, I mean, the only thing I could count on is Reed Blankenship, who you called a casual white yesterday. I mean, like, that's not something.
I did not. Well, I did. For all those that didn't listen yesterday, I was referring to the podcast.
You were.
I was referring to the podcast.
Misnamed the podcast. Exciting Mike says casual whites, which I told you that's the area of the store I shop in. Bottom line is this. The Eagles have a lot of questions on defense. Vic Fangio was a great coordinator, and I think he'll get this thing. He'll patch it together, but I'm expecting a big setback. Let's listen to Vic yesterday. First talking about the safety position, you know, nickel, corner, DeJean, all this stuff. Let's hear yesterday Vic Fangio speaking about Cooper and where he might use him.
What are you looking to find out about Cooper as you're trying him out at base, at corner, and in that plan right now?
With Cooper DeJean? Yeah, we'd like to keep him at nickel, and then in our base package, we'll find a spot for him, either at corner or safety.
What's the benefit of someone who can play inside at nickel and outside in base? Because you'd have to find, someone at corner at the nickel size with like 80% of snaps.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will end up depending upon how the rest of the guys develop and where do we most need them. So it will be – determined by what's best for him and what's best for the team. And he'll probably, what's best for the team will win out in that decision. But he's capable of playing corner, and he's capable of playing safety.
What do you like about the idea of Cooper at safety, and what will go into determining whether he plays at safety or the outside?
Well, I think he would play very well at safety. I think it suits his skill set, things that he does well. I just think he would do very well in there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, I agree with Vic on that. I think Cooper Ajeke could play anywhere they put him, and he's going to succeed. But what I heard there, and he didn't say this, but what I heard was like, I don't know what I got at safety. I might have to use him at safety. That spoke to me more about the uncertainty at safety more than Cooper. I think they're just going to plug him where they need to plug him.
Well, versatility.
Yeah.
It's always good to have that, and that's what he's talking about because, to be honest, that's the first time I heard Cooper playing safety.
Since college. He did it in Iowa.
I mean, he did it. Like, he has that skill set.
Sure.
And we talk about that all the time. The more you can do in the NFL, you know, that's a great thing. And it's obvious that Cooper is that type of athlete. But if Cooper is better served at the slot, I would rather have Cooper at the slot.
I would, too. I think they would, too, which maybe here's what I'll tell you this. It made me think he's a little bit unsure what he's got at safety.
Well, and let's be fair. This is the first OTA, if I'm not mistaken. They get a little bit more work next week. Everybody's being evaluated. And this is a fluid situation. It could change. It could. Somebody could step up.
Yep.
And somebody could start to grasp. Because a lot of times when I hear Vic Fangio speak like that, Joe, the thing that I think about is not so much athleticism, is understanding your role in the defense. That's the biggest thing. Understanding what you're supposed to do in the defense and how you communicate to everybody else. It's like a cog in a wheel. And you're one of the cogs, but you have to know what your role is so that you could flow with everybody else. And, you know, if things change on the fly or adjust, that you're able to fit, like we used to call them run fits, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Be able to fit in the defense when somebody is either out of position or you need to replace that person, something like that.
The other thing unveiled yesterday, and we keep getting more like drips of details on this, is Jahad Campbell. He's the biggest acquisition they made this offseason. He's their first-round pick. So much upside. They went crazy. He was there for them, you know, to make that pick late in the first round. But when are we going to see him on the field? Here was Fangio talking about Jahad Campbell and when we might see him this summer.
What kind of role do you envision for Jahad Campbell? And specifically as a pass rusher, how do you evaluate him?
Well, right now he's working at ILB because there's a lot more to learn there. So that's where we'll start him. He won't hit the practice field until, you know, sometime in August. So we're doing all we can. He's doing all he can in meetings. We're doing all we can with him on the field. I take him to the side and do an individual drill with him that's suited to what he can do right now. So he's working good and trying to pick it up.
When you see him, though, do you see pass rush upside with Jihad?
Potentially.
What would it take to realize that?
Getting him out there.
No.
Doesn't sugarcoat anything.
It's stream of consciousness, man. He just, hey, I mean, because I understand the reporter's question. He's trying to get as much as he can. Mm-hmm. But you also have to understand that this is the first time he had his hands on him.
Yep.
And he's hurt. So how could he possibly answer that question? He can't.
He can't. I mean, he could.
He can talk. He could say what he saw on film in college.
Right.
But that necessarily doesn't translate to the NFL.
No, it doesn't. 215-592-9494. And I think Campbell's going to be an excellent player. I think we all like to pick. It's just a matter of when he's on the field and is he fully healthy this year and getting himself ingrained in the defense and learning one or multiple positions. Look, the Eagles are going to be okay on defense. But they weren't okay last year. They were dominant. And I'm not expecting that this year. I'm expecting a big step back. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? Vic spoke yesterday for the first time, and it certainly sounds like we have a lot of questions on defense.
Well. I don't know. I just seem to remember me trying to pound the table to get Myles Garrett here. T.J. Watt here,
uh-oh,
a significant
player on
the defensive line. Yeah, no, like, and all I heard was Vic Fangio this, Vic Fangio that. They found Zach Bond, this and that. Like, and now all of a sudden we're accepting the reality that this defense is very likely to take a pretty good step back next year. I don't think they're going to be bad, but I don't think middle of the pack is out of the question.
It's not.
I think it's more likely that they're, you know, top 10. I'm not going top 5. I don't think they're going to be top 5. It's just too many holes, too many question marks for me. There's a significant question mark, I think, at every single level of this defense right now. We don't know about these edge rushers. I don't like Josh Uche, who they got, might not even make the team. I saw he's on Elliott's bubble. They just got rid of Bryce Huff. Brandon Graham's gone. Like we know all the subtractions and the additions this offseason. Safety very much seems up in the air, even if you listen to what Vic Fangio just said. They're trying Cooper DeJean out there because it doesn't feel like they know what the answer is there. And then the linebacking thing, you have Zach Bond, we know that, but N'Kobe Dean's not back until, I don't know, I would have to guess like after the trade deadline or November or something like that, a significant chunk of the season without N'Kobe. And then even then, we don't know what he's going to look like when he gets back coming off a pretty major injury. And then Jahad Campbell, like we don't know what he is anyway. Two, he's not even ready to practice yet, and we have no idea what role he's going to be in. Like, there's just so many question marks on this defense right now. And, I mean, if you just add in the statistical likelihood that a team that went from 30 to number one is probably going to regress back to the mean in some way. I think it's crazy to say that they're going to be a top five defense this year. Crazy to think that they're going to just run it back and be a top five defense next year with all those losses.
Yeah, let me lay it out for you. Just like picture this. This is my guess right now on the opening night defense when the Cowboys come in here. Okay, this is my guess, and it could change in injuries, trades, signings, whatever. But they're very likely to line it up like this: Jalen Carter up front, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo, linebackers, Zach Bond, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Nolan Smith on the edge. And then your five defensive backs, Quinyon, Reed Blankenship, Sidney Brown, Cooper DeJean, Keely Ringo. Ojomo, Trot Jr., Sidney Brown, Keely Ringo. I mean, those are downgrades from what they had last year. I mean, I can't say it another way. It doesn't mean those guys can't play at all, but they're downgrades. This is going to be a work in progress, Hugh, especially that first month of the season. Dallas, Kansas City, Rams, Bucks. That's not an easy month.
I wouldn't necessarily call them a downgrade. Mm. I would call them unknowns. Because, to be fair, Sidney Brown was hurt last year, so we didn't get to see a whole lot of him.
Do you think he'll be better or the same as Chauncey Gardner-Johnson?
Wait a minute, Joe.
If it's not better or the same, it's a downgrade.
No.
I'm just
unknown. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. has been in the system for at least the season.
Yeah.
So we don't know how he's evolved and changed. And remember, his dad is Trot. And Trot was on the show yesterday. And he was talking about how, you know, how he – I would venture to say, and I haven't even asked Trot this, but he's getting his son ready to play this year like he's a starter. And that's not me talking like I talked to Trot. I just know him. And knowing Trot, Trot is getting Jeremiah Trotter Jr. ready to be a starter. Even if he's not penciled in as a starter, young Trotter is going to come in ready to start if his number's called. So I'm not worried about him. Now, when you talk about these other guys, Joe, like the Keely Ringos and guys like that, yeah, there's an unknown, but there's an unknown about Quinyon Mitchell last year. There's unknown about
but he was a first-round pick.
First-round pick. Unknown.
Right, but there's pedigree.
How many first-round picks have you seen that come into the league?
Totally. And I understand your point.
You see what I'm saying?
But there also is an element of known about Keely Ringo. Like, we've seen him out there before. And then when Slay was hurt, they put Isaiah Rodgers in.
But
you've seen him in a small sampling size when he had to come out there pressed in a situation where somebody was hurt or somebody was down. It's different when you're getting all the reps and you're getting coached differently, because you're being coached as a starter. You're not out there getting two or three reps. Now you're getting all the first team reps.
You're
getting all eight reps. So that's different, and they're coaching him different.
And that will help. No, I understand your point. They're unknowns, and you're right. They all could be positive, right? Mm-hmm. These guys could take huge steps. They could be better than I think. I'm just today, like, I look at the depth chart.
No, and you're it's fair to be worried about them today.
Milton to Ojomo is a downgrade.
Yeah.
Dean to Trotter is a downgrade. Sydney to CJGJ to Sydney Brown or whoever it's going to be, Makuba, is probably a downgrade. And Slade or Keeley feels like a downgrade. I mean, that's four spots. And I didn't even include the Brandon Graham element as a rotational guy to Aziz Ojulari and whatever they're going to have at that position. 215-592-9494. Vic spoke yesterday, and his honesty is always eye-opening. Are you expecting a big step back out of the Eagles' defense? I am. Sounds like Kyle is. He was expecting what would you call it, a slight step back?
Man, it's going to be a step back. Yeah. But it's going to be
not big. You're saying
I don't
big?
Think so. I'm excited about what this team could potentially be.
Well,
I am.
They better score some points. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Casual Whites is not Cooper DeJean's group, all right? Casual Whites is probably some sort of, like, mom's group that, you know, maybe on your off time you spend time with, but, you know, can you get the names right, please?
Yes, I'm working on it, man. I am. I am sorry.
We're buttoned up and detailed, us and the Casual Whites. Chris, what do you got?
So, Eagles will have a top five defense, Joe. So, people, don't listen to Joe Giglio's nonsense. Note, this defense did not lose any of their Pro Bowl players, or Joe Giglio and Kyle, they're all pro players. They lost some gap-filling players, okay? They didn't lose any of the main players that when offenses come in, they go, we got to watch out for this guy. They didn't lose that. And let's talk about this. Vic Fangio ran a reduced version of his defense last year because of the experience and the personnel. It was their first year in the defense, and after my call or later, Hugh, I'm hoping to hear you talk about how you developed under Jim Johnson and how year after year you were able to expand your knowledge. But let's look at this, okay? I expect these guys to continue to develop. Jalen Carter, Quintanamo Bay, Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Mora Jomo, the other and all the other Thundercats. They're all going to take the next step, because Vic is going to broaden the effect of his scheme as they gain more experience. And how do you question his coaching and development style? Look what he did last year. Bond never did really much of anything. Joe, he was first-team All-Pro linebacker. N'Kobe Dean finally looked like the player we were excited that we felt like how he stole from the draft, and then we were questioning ourselves. He finally lived up to that expectation. And, Hugh, I 1,000% agree with you. I believe X-Man Jr. is going to step in and live up to his name this year. He is going to become a player in this defense. Cooper DeJean, I think what they're doing with that style, Joe, you're missing the point. Mm-hmm. This isn't them saying we're weak at safety. This is them flexing that versatility and saying, if we play a heavy run team, he's probably going to be in the safety coming downhill, because he'll be more effective that way than our other safeties. When we're playing a heavy passing team, or it's the team's trying to pass against us because they're trying to come back, you'll see him play more corner and nickel. That's what they're going to do with the versatility. You use the versatility to combat what the other team's doing. not to necessarily just backpedal and fill holes of your own weaknesses. This defense, guys, this defense will not just be a top five defense. I say they're going to be the number one defense again in the NFL because we finally got the true replacement for Jim Johnson in Vic Fangio.
Good call, Chris. We appreciate it. Every time I want to yell back at Chris, he starts chanting something. Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do?
That's a pretty good ender. Well, yeah. The whole thing about the gap guys, isn't that what makes a top 10 defense a number one defense?
There's no holes. Like we obviously still have three or four really high-end players, right, with Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell and Zach Bond and Cooper DeJean. But last year they had no holes. There wasn't a spot you could attack. This year there's some holes, it looks like. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big step back for the Eagles' defense? They lost a lot. We really haven't, you know, since it all happened in the moment and we were all kind of, you know, swimming in it in March when they were losing players left to right, we really haven't honed back in. They lost a lot, and what they replaced them with, at least their biggest acquisition, Jahad Campbell, we know he's not healthy to start this, you know, training camp in this summer. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting a big step back by the 2025 Eagles defense? A lot of unknowns here. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the knowns and some of the things that could be great this season on defense. Plus, we'll get you set for Hughes Clues so you could try to win a great prize. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.